Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro. Yeah, bro, I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans of gambling.
I'm up, I'm down, I'm good, I'm bad.
I'm actually going to print t-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hit him in the strike zone. I'm not trying to do anything illegal. I go to take him down. He says some words as we're going down.
What did he say to you?
I mean, he called me the N-word. He called me a stupid N-word. I don't like, man, I don't say the N-word. Whether it's, you know, with A, E-R, to me personally, just shouldn't be said. And whether it's known by family, friends, anyone. And I don't want to use it because I don't want to find that appropriate around me for anyone to use. So, you know, when he said it, you know, it kind of sparked something, but I still tried to let it go and still walk away. But once he came back, it kind of, kind of reignited the situation.
All right, that was the number one pick in the NFL draft in 2017. Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, who is sort of trying to justify his actions for taking his helmet and hitting Mason Rudolph on in the head when Mason Rudolph didn't have a helmet on. So there's that. Believe what you want. And Mason Rudolph came out at the time when this was he was being accused of in his retort.
Definitely didn't say anything that escalated it. But like I said, I got to do a better job of keeping my composure in those situations. I think it was an unfortunate situation for both teams involved.
Okay, so there's that. Mason Rudolph even tweeted at SportsCenter, said 1,000% false, both face lie. I did not, have not, and would not utter a racial slur. This is the disgusting and reckless attempt to assassinate my character, end quote.
You're a liar.
No, I don't think Mason Rudolph
is. Oh, there's a liar here.
There's a liar here. I smell a complete rat in this and a guy who's literally, and this to me, did you ever see the movie Draft Day?
Yes.
You did.
That's the one with Kevin Costner, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Garner.
Yep.
Former Ben Affleck's former wife. Remember they were going to draft this kid? They were going to draft him number one. He was the stud coming out of the draft. And they asked him, they said, hey, did you see the end of the tape? Did you open up the tape and what did you think? And he's like, oh, it was great. It was great. He was the only one they saw in the draft that he didn't know they put like $100 right. bill. He didn't open up the cover to see that there was $100 bill in there.
You know, that's according to legend, that's a Belichick thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He puts it in the back of the playbook.
Right. Right.
$20 or something. He used to do it even back then with the Browns, I believe.
Nice. So, and then he doubled down the kid in the movie doubled down on it. And they said, we can't take him, his character. I'm going to say this, and I hate to get the race situation. We'll open up the phones on this. It's 617-779-7937. Now, the N-word's the most disgusting word that anybody can say in the history of it. Well, first of all, it's not even a word that should even be uttered, period, but certainly by anybody who is not African-American. I got to state that for the record. There's nobody, if you're not African-American, and even if you are African-American, I mean, listen, I don't make the rules, so, if a rapper says it, I can't say you can't say it because, you know, I'm not African-American, so I can't tell someone what they can or cannot do, and you do that. But I know if you're not African-American, that is a word that is just, that's a fireable offense. That is something that, I don't believe Myles Garrett. I think he's lying, and I'll tell you why. Mike Tomlin, who basically came out and said a couple weeks later after they benched Mason Rudolph for Duck Devlin Hodges, and he said, because Mason Rudolph's killing us, quote, came out via Adam Schefter and said, quote, I support Mason Rudolph not only because I know him, but also because I was on that field immediately following the altercation with Myles Garrett and subsequently after the game. I interacted with a lot of people in the Cleveland Browns organization, players and coaches. If Mason said what Myles claimed, it would have come out during the many interactions I had with those in the Browns organization. In my conversations, I had a lot of expressions of sorrow for what transpired. I received no indication of anything racial or anything of that nature in those interactions, end quote. You can say what you want about Mike Tomlin. You can say about, you know, he tripped a player one time and he's not, you know, and prior to this season, a lot of people looked at him as not the greatest coach in the NFL. He's been there 13, 14 years. He won a Super Bowl, lost another. If Mike Tomlin as an African-American is going to back up Mason Rudolph, and so will I, because I believe that Mike Tomlin's never been a liar. You can question his coaching decision. You can question, you know, him coddling and letting Antonio Brown become bigger than the franchise. You can do so many things with Mike Tomlin. Listen, we could do shows on questioning Mike Tomlin's coaching ability or lack thereof. When Mike Tomlin backs up his quarterback, not Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, especially for a backup quarterback who might not be there long. He's not.
Right.
This isn't his franchise QB who's taken him to many Super Bowls and he just feels like obligated to defend his guy. Mason Rudolph, he benched him.
So
I start with the thumb.
So why on earth did this thing could have just sort of gone away? Why on earth now is Myles Garrett, in my opinion, your opinion, gonna go to he's gonna double down on something that could have just died and said, I'm sorry for what happened. He could have said, I thought I heard something. But now what should have sort of just been the period, close the book. It's now opened.
Wide open.
And Mason Rudolph, from what you read and some things he's
said. Yeah, I can read you.
Yeah, please.
His agent.
Yeah.
Let me see who, it's his representation.
Legal recourse could be taken here.
Younger and Associates has put out a statement, and this is what it says. Quote, we waited to hear the entire interview, because remember, there were some snippets of the Garrett interview that leaked, but now the entire interview. Garrett, after originally apologizing to Mason Rudolph, has made the ill-advised choice of publishing the belated and false accusation that Mr. Rudolph uttered a racial slur on the night in question. Note that Mr. Garrett claims that Mr. Rudolph uttered the slur simultaneously with being taken down and before Mr. Garrett committed a battery by striking Mr. Rudolph on the head with a 6-pound helmet. Notice this is very legal.
Oh, yeah.
His claim is ludicrous. This obviously was not the first time Mr. Rudolph had been sacked by an African-American player. Mr. Garrett maliciously uses this false allegation to coax sympathy, hoping to be excused for what clearly is inexcusable behavior. Despite the players and the referee being in the immediate vicinity, there are zero corroborating witnesses, as confirmed by the NFL. Although Mr. Rudolph had hoped to move forward, it is Mr. Garrett who has decided to utter this defamatory statement in California. He is now exposed to legal liability. So they could go after Myles Garrett for slander, and Michael McCann has already written about this. It's an interesting case because I do think it's hard to prove, and I think you may not win necessarily a financial victory, but you defend yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You have to do whatever it takes legally to
But you also open yourself up.
Okay.
That's the double-edged sword. And I'm not saying Mason Rudolph is lying. I'm just saying, did you ever tweet a rap lyric?
Well, here's
and
what
then the defense
says,
well, you were quite comfortable tweeting the N-word in this 8 years ago, and he can say, well, it was a rap lyric. Oh, but you're clearly comfortable with the word. You've used the word in social media. How do we know you haven't used the word on the field?
So Mason Rudolph was quoted to Mina Kimes, who conducted the interview with Myles Garrett, and Mason Rudolph retorted saying, quote, I don't say the N-word, whether it's with an A or an E-R. To me personally, it just shouldn't be said, whether it's by my family, friends, anyone. I don't want to use it because I don't want
That's Myles Garrett, you know.
Oh, Garrett. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't use it.
I don't want people to find that appropriate around me for anyone to use. It was just sort of, I read that for a second. So I'm like, but Mason.
But you also, can we, we have a couple other clips here that, to me, add to the questions. They don't support Myles Garrett.
Yep.
And he says, at one point, he starts to get into the idea that maybe there's a cover-up, and it's convenient that there's no audio of Mason Rudolph.
The league said they didn't find evidence of a racial slur. What was your reaction to that?
Most quarterbacks wear mics in their helmets. He somehow lost his helmet and had to get another one without a mic. There were guys who were mic'd up near me. And near us during that time who didn't hear anything. And from what I've heard, there have been audio during that game that could have heard something or could not have heard something, but no, they don't want to say. So something was said. I know something was said. Now, whether the NFL wants to acknowledge it, that's up to them. But I don't want to make it a racial thing, honestly. It's over with for me, and I'm pretty sure it's over with for Mason. So we just want to move past that and keep on playing football.
You don't want to make it a racial thing. You just did.
And it was over for everybody. You just opened the door back up. And
I don't want to make it a racial thing.
You just did.
He's all over the place. He's also accusing the NFL of covering it up.
I know.
He's accusing them. First of all, he's wrong. There's no microphones in helmets.
Most quarterbacks wear mics in their helmets.
There's earpieces, and quarterbacks are mic'd up. My belief is that they go through the shoulder pads because there's a battery pack that they sort of strap to the back of. It's not. He paints this picture like quarterbacks are talking back and forth to people or there's some microphone. There isn't. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about there. But he is clearly accusing the NFL, there's audio. From what I've heard, there may be audio that might back me up, that might not. Like, you're making a significant allegation. And you're saying it like you're sure. You're not even saying, I thought he said something, right? He is saying he said it.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I don't want to play the game of what other phrases could have sounded like that. I'm sure you could find something. I mean, I brought this up yesterday. We've had recently the woman on, was she on CNN, that she said she confused the Knicks with something.
Yes. And MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Yes.
And there was some question as to what she said. And different people heard different things.
I know.
It was almost like those Yanni and things on the internet. You hear different things, or some people accuse you of hearing what you want to hear if you're of a certain comfort level with certain words and these different things. But he's accusing the NFL of covering this up. Him, Myles Garrett, number one overall pick. Myles Garrett, who everybody thinks could win a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Oh, yeah. He's that good on the field.
He's accusing the NFL of covering this up for Mason Rudolph. Again, this isn't covering it up for Tom Brady. Oh, we got to protect our sacred cow. We're treating Mason Rudolph like we need to cover something up. Why? Why does that make any sense?
Well,
and he's all over the map.
You said that now with Mason Rudolph opening up some sort of, because I don't blame him. I mean, I'm trying to find the modern day version of Johnny Cochran and Effie Bailey and Alan Dershowitz and all those guys, and I'm bringing a dream team together to comprise to certainly, because you, to disprove this, when you are coming out, and if you are a man of stature like Myles Garrett is, and you are the number one overall pick, and you're a black man accusing a white man of uttering that ugly word, you are assassinating, like, if this is not true, this is character assassination 101.
Yes.
So if that is not true, then to me, and if the NFL, because you do understand now, because like you said, indirectly or not, that Myles Garrett has accused the NFL basically of covering this thing up. So the NFL is going to get involved. And when they do their arbitrary investigation, and if they find that Mason Rudolph was completely innocent, did not utter any racial slur, especially the worst thing that you could ever say, what's the recourse for Myles Garrett? That's where I at. Because you, that to me, you're trying to ruin someone's life,
right,
if that person didn't say
because
it.
Because the cat is out of the bag.
Right.
There's a certain portion of the population that will always believe that Mason Rudolph said the N-word. Right.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what happens in the court, public opinion, whatever the NFL does, there's a certain portion that thinks, oh, Mason Rudolph's a racist. He always has been. He always will. He said that. My other question is this. Before Myles Garrett was reinstated, who did he meet with? I can give you the answer. Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
So
a couple weeks ago.
What exactly did you tell Roger Goodell that you're you fully believed that Mason Rudolph used the N-word and that you were going to go public with it? Did Roger Did Roger Goodell give you any indication that there was any cover-up? Like, you had an opportunity to, if you firmly believe this, you had the most powerful man in the sport sitting with you. Did you say, listen, why are we covering this up? Why are we covering this up for Mason Rudolph? Listen, if you're not going to do something, I'm going to do something. I'm going public. Was that discussed at all?
I don't know.
I don't have the answer to that.
No, nobody does.
And my next question is, it's because that is, we don't know what Roger Goodell and Myles Garrett talked about, just like we don't know what happened rolling around on the field. I don't believe Myles Garrett because he doesn't seem believable. He seems all over the place. I don't want to make this racial. I don't use that word, but, and I want that. Well, I'm pretty sure this has gone away.
That to me shows right then and there how delusional and perhaps with an egregious lack of self-awareness that Myles Garrett is because he said, I don't want to make this racial. You're the reason this is a story.
If it's true, the person who made it racial was Mason Rudolph.
I don't want to make it a racial thing, honestly. Well,
Mason Rudolph made it racial if this is true.
Here's my thing. If it was true, Mike Tomlin would be backing up Myles Garrett.
The only problem I have with that is on an NFL field where it's loud, it's possible that the only two people that know what was said are Mason Rudolph.
One of the Pouncies was there. They just said
not close enough. Look at it again. They're rolling around on the ground.
Okay.
Like, if you and I roll around on the ground, even if we're, an NFL stadium, so there's this ambient noise.
And people are yelling.
And I just said it, and I might not have screamed it. I might have, uttered it out of frustration. Only you and I know. Anybody else can think and believe, unless one of them's mic'd up. If there was an actual microphone right beneath their chins, then maybe that would know. But only those two people probably know.
But here's the thing. I'd like to think that Pouncey was close enough to be able to have heard something.
Maybe. I also agree with Tomlin. It's weird. If Myles Garrett wanted this to go away, truly, so he didn't say anything post-game. Let's just play this out like detectives, okay? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
True detective. All right, I'll be Matthew McConaughey or you're Woody Harrelson. True Detective season one. Let's go.
I think I look a little more like.
No, I'm McConaughey. I got better hair.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So let's play this out. Let's believe him. It was said, and then he made no references to anyone on the field. Right. That's Mike Tomlin's argument. I was out on the field. I talked to Browns people. No one brought this up. So clearly Myles Garrett didn't bring it up. Correct. In the immediacy of the incident, I'm talking right on the field. All the trainers and coaches. So why is he bringing it up now? He was so impassionate about it then. If you're going to defend yourself, you just did something that very few people have seen on a football field, correct? You lost your mind in a way that's very, very rare. Wouldn't you immediately defend yourself? I know I lost my cool, but this is what he said, right? You're saying that to teammates. You're saying that to assistant coaches, security guards who grab you, right? And according to Mike Tomlin, who was out there, none that's never been brought up, was never a talking point on the field afterwards, after the anything, right?
Right.
And now he's bringing it up? Is that a little weird?
Well, it was brought up about a week or so later.
Not on the field.
Not on the field, no.
It was brought up immediately.
Right.
It was brought up immediately on Twitter and then deleted by Josina Anderson, right? So there's a disconnect there somewhere with how Myles Garrett wants to handle this. You didn't bring it up immediately. And now you're bringing it up in interviews after you've been reinstated. Are you bringing it up to excuse yourself? Because it doesn't, by the way. It's a terrible thing for him to say. But you don't have carte blanche to do whatever you want to do after that.
You literally could have killed him.
Right. Because guess what? The judge is not going to say, oh, he said that? You're free to go if you murdered. Because you could have killed him. You hit him in the temple. Yep. Maybe he dies.
Yep. Crown of the helmet, you're dead.
The judge is not letting you go because he uttered something. Right? He just isn't.
No.
So it doesn't excuse everything. It gives a reason, maybe, but it doesn't excuse. And those are two different aspects of this story.
Well, I said it as soon as it happened because I was about to go on the air. It happened literally right before I went on the air on a Thursday night. And I said, Myles Garrett should have been arrested. And I stand by that.
Yeah, I don't.
I stand by
that. Sports are a different world. We can't have that.
That's a violent assault.
I don't want that slippery slope open. Make sure the league handles their business properly, and they did. It's fine.
All my thing is this: if Mike Tomlin questioned it, and he questioned Mason Rudolph, if Pouncey, and there was another lineman, was it DeCastro? Was there?
Might have been
him, David DeCastro. Then if those guys, they're all defending Mason Rudolph, so now it becomes if we all believe Mason Rudolph, including Mike Tomlin and his teammates and everybody else who believes that he never uttered this word. Now you have a guy who was the number one pick who's falsely accusing a white man, a white man who's also a public figure, I might add, sure, albeit a backup quarterback, but he is a quarterback in the NFL. You're accusing him of saying the N-word. So what does this now say about a guy who's one of the best defensive players in the NFL that's going to be around for a long time about his character?
Yeah, no, both guys have a certain scarlet letter attached to them now. Whether it's Mason Rudolph, as I said, a certain portion of the population will always believe he said it. And there's a certain portion of the population thinks that Myles Garrett's a liar. Why are you saying this? You know, I quite frankly could see other players. If, say, Myles Garrett's you're playing a year and a half from now, and you're a tackle, you're a left tackle, and Myles Garrett's talking trash to you, you know what I'd say? I'm not saying a word to you. My lips will not move. How do I know what you're going to accuse me of later?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's sort of the cross they have to bear, both sides of this. Because I don't know that you can ever prove what was said. Unless you have a mic'd up audio that's clear and obvious, then it's a he said, he said.
To me, that I had a prominent public figure who's been in the sports entertainment business for a while, and he said he's got a legal background. He said, from a legal standpoint, it's easier to prove someone to not be an alleged rapist over being an alleged racist.
Right. Yeah.
So think about that.
Right.
He said, he goes, you can prove someone to not have been, you know, accused of, you know, if you're accused of being a rapist and sexual assault, you can be proven in a court of law. And then for whatever reason, people still, but if you're accused of, like you said, there's always going to be a segment of society that's going to believe Myles Garrett.
Right. And that's he's going to carry that forever.
And that sucks too, because
it sucks as long as it's false.
It's false. Right. We're on the presumption.
If it's true, yeah, then he deserves to carry it forever.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this? 617-779-7937. Now time for trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
New Red Sox interim manager Ron Reinicke met with reporters last hour and said that the newest Red Sox acquisition, Alex Verdugo, has a stress fracture in his back. He hasn't healed yet. He likely won't be ready for opening day, but he will be ready soon after that. Reinicke reiterated that the team knew about the injury before he was traded here.
Sweet.
It's amazing. The owners balked at the Gratterall deal, but not on Verdugo. Okay. According to longtime NFL writer Larry Fitzgerald Sr., the Vegas Raiders are prepared to offer Tom Brady a two-year deal worth $60 million. Don't know how much of that would be guaranteed, but let's just say that, Tom Brady's going to sit. Oh, he's going to be wined and dined and everything else under the sun.
Yep. Tom's got options.
He's got a plethora of them, and the Raiders are silver and black, and don't. I wonder what Uncle Jerry and the Silver and Blue is going to do next. Because, you know, they might come with something, too.
Yep.
All-Star weekend last night in Chicago. Rising Stars game. USA beat the world 151-131. Tonight's events include the Skills Challenge. 69th All-Star game will be held tomorrow night on TNT starting at 8. You know what I'd like to watch if none of you have watched it? It's 32 years old. The dunk contest between Dominique and Jordan in 88 in the old Chicago Stadium Arena. Dominique got ripped off. He won the dunk contest, and they gave it to
That's
Michael.
That's the way it works.
I know. I mean, but it was such
home court advantage.
Yeah, it was such a great dunk contest. If I'm not mistaken, I saw NBA films on this. I think Whitney Houston was there.
Interesting.
I know. Just
she sing the anthem?
No, she could. No, because there's no anthem you sing for, you know, for that. I don't think there was.
Oh.
But she was there. She was just in attendance. So, Bruins coming off a win. They're playing the Red Wings right now. Eamon, we have a score on that one. No, I'll get that for you. Don't worry about what I do. Let's see what's the score here against the Red Wings at TD Garden, which just...
1-0 Wings.
1-0 Wings in the first period. All right.
A kryptonite for the Bruins.
Yeah, bourbon and bacon back and bigger than ever.
That's
coming,
a lot of bees.
Coming Saturday, March 21st, Encore Boston Harbor. Sample bacon-inspired dishes and try some of the best bourbon in the country. It's bourbon and bacon, presented by KM. Tickets are on sale now at baconevent.com. That's baconevent.com. Your calls next on the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph situation right here on Mark and Hart.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937. We got all that on the table about the whole situation with Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph. You want to talk about Kevin Garnett's number, Tom Brady, all that on the table.
Finishing strong.
Finishing strong as we come down the home stretch. Just about 20 minutes to go here on his day. You know what? It was cold as hell this morning, but the one thing I did not mind when I woke up, it's such the biggest difference in New England. I don't care if it's 3 degrees, as long as there's no wind chill and the sun is shining, it's fine.
That's how I feel, because I'm looking out the window right now. There's a nice sunshine glistening off the cars as I go out.
Yeah, it's like,
it makes you feel better. But when it's dreary and wet and like raw, like you
dude,
you
this
catch
week
a chill.
Was brutal. Yeah. It was like 45 degrees. I'm like, oh, that's, and you walk outside, I'm like, holy.
Doesn't feel it. And it gets in the cold. I'm getting old, clearly, because it gets in my spine, and I can't get rid of it.
No, it goes through you, especially when I had to reacclimate myself coming from Florida and down south, and then and then I got reacclimated. You get back to what you're used to from growing up here, but it's like, gee, like that wind chill is brutal. That's the thing that's the worst. Hopefully now we'll be out of the woods, but probably not.
Nope.
So there'll be snow next week. Tom and Milbury's up next. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. So I just called to talk about the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph. I'll call it a war at this point.
Yeah.
It just seems like, I know you guys had mentioned it, but from the start, even watching that game, I thought to myself, all of his teammates on that field, if they had heard that, why would they come to his aid?
That's right.
Right.
That's
right. Or even if they heard Myles Garrett make a claim, I think it would add a layer of doubt to how confident they are in their teammate. And I think that's Mike Tomlin's point, is there was no talk of this on the field in the immediacy.
Exactly. I mean, Tom, my thing is that the NFL has already reinstated him. I'm talking about Myles Garrett. He's already back, which we knew he would be. Why continue to make this thing a story? And here's the thing.
If it's true, that's why. Right. If it's true, I know we're doubting him.
Yeah.
But if it's true,
okay,
I don't think he has to hold his tongue. Has no obligation to protect Mason Rudolph, right? But if it's true, question is it true?
Tom, go ahead.
I don't think it was. I'm sure everybody has seen it a million times now, all over the place. Never at one point in time did it even look like he mouthed anything other than, you know, hey, what the hell? You know, this guy just hit me in the head.
No, I see, if he said it, I think it's, you know, it's mano a mano, and you wouldn't really tell. Again, that's why I get back to, I don't think either side, unless there's microphones, that's the smoking gun. If either guy's mic'd up or there's actual audio, other than that, it's he said, and we'll never know.
But, I mean, meeting with Goodell, you would think that that would all be aired out by now.
You would have thought.
Well, now you've opened. Now this is a whole nother Pandora's box because the NFL is going to do their own independent investigation. They're going to talk to all the parties involved here, and they're going to find out if the NFL comes out and rules that they did not find any racial slur uttered by Mason Rudolph whatsoever. This is a bad look on a guy who's the number one overall pick and one of the best defensive players in the NFL. And just here's the thing, like, I'll be the first to tell you, if Mason Rudolph said that, throw him out of the NFL forever. That's fine. He deserved, you know, just, you can go ahead and ostracize him and castigate him and make him persona non grata. I don't have a, you didn't do that with Riley Cooper. He got an extension, but you could do that Mason Rudolph, and that, I'm okay with that. But if this is a complete, total, as Mason Rudolph put in a tweet, bold-faced lie, wow, that's a bad, like, oof, man, you just, and now all of a sudden this become, like, you become the new Kaepernick, man. I mean, that's a bad, like, you just can't.
And I don't see the positive, the upside for Myles Garrett, even if it's true.
Right.
What's he doesn't have an obligation to protect Mason Rudolph, but it also does not excuse his actions completely. That does not give you, and he even mentioned that in the interview. He said, like, I know that doesn't let me do it. I'm just trying. Well, so then why bring it up? Like, nobody's going to benefit from it in the end, and you don't have to protect Mason Rudolph, but I don't think there's an upside for you either of something you can't really prove necessarily. And then you go after the league and sort of the next sentence. It's just, it's a bad situation. It's a bad for everybody involved.
Well, I wonder now, just due to the, I mean, you can, I mean, I'm no lawyer, don't play one on the air, but you can sue for punitive damage, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
Slander.
Now, I think it'll be hard to win something like that, but I think they could go down that road because you have to. But you defend
if
your
if
name.
If you're Mason, you're defending your name. You're defending your kid's name.
And you can't get it back.
No.
There's a portion. Like, they could rule in your favor or whatever, but if unless the audio comes up and it's whatever you said, it's a he said.
Yep.
And you're not going to fix that.
John in New Hampshire. What's up, John?
Okay, hey, two parts to this. The first thing I want to say is, you know, let's get back to the real world. Do you really believe a quarterback in the NFL or anyone is going to go on the field and is going to use that word in anger against anybody? I mean, come on. It's 2020. We all know that nobody did that. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't assume.
John, we don't know. We like to think that, but I got to tell you.
I think that's being naive.
Well, wouldn't make it out of the stadium alive. Come on. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
okay.
Please. Anyway.
But, John, it could happen. Let's not say it would.
Okay. I know an asteroid could hit Earth tomorrow, but come on. Let me get to the second part of it. The second part, I think, is more important than my opinion of it. Either way, in the end, what difference does it make as far as assaulting someone? None.
But it gives him reason. It gives him reason. It does not excuse it, but it gives him a reason why he lost his cool.
And if I rob a liquor store because I don't have any food at home, I mean, that's a reason.
I didn't say he'd get off. Maybe you missed it when we talked it earlier. But everybody has a line that they're going to snap. And he may be giving you the reason why that line was crossed. Right?
Yeah,
you know, to some people, it's their dead mother or whatever. There's a line that if somebody said something to you,
all that time
I'm punching
NFL,
you in the face.
All that time. I mean, come on. If it
all
did
what
happen,
time?
It wouldn't be the first time this guy's heard it. All of his years playing football and getting our field and bumping into people. It's not the first time this guy would have heard it if it did happen. So he didn't.
Wait a minute. You just said no one would ever say that, and now you're saying it's not the first time he'd hear it.
I'm taking the devil's advocate. I'm saying, okay, what if it did happen? Unbelievably, what if it did happen? This guy has heard that 100 times, so he didn't snap.
Wait a minute. Those two can't be true. You think it would never happen. No one would ever utter that, and now you're saying he's heard it 100 times.
That's right.
That makes no sense.
Yes, it does.
How?
What do you mean? I'm giving you two sides of the same argument. I'm saying I no way do I believe it ever happened. But if it did, let's take reason aside and just say it did happen. You know darn well that this guy has heard that 100 times anyway. So not that it's anything the less, but still, he didn't snap. It's not like, oh my God, my world has changed.
Come on.
It, yeah, I totally disagree.
I
guess I'm a moron here because that makes no sense to me how you could make both of those arguments.
Really?
Yes.
Really? It doesn't?
It doesn't.
Why,
I'm being
why couldn't
dead
I
honest.
Make both arguments? Why couldn't I present both sides of the case to you and say, okay.
So you think it's most likely, you think it's most likely that no one would ever say that on a football field, right?
Of course. In this day and age, yeah. This isn't the 50s or 60s. Come on.
Okay, I think you're being naive there. I think you're being very naive
man,
there.
Come on. I think you're being naive by even giving this any credibility at all. That's the naive.
Well, by the way,
wait,
John,
so that
John,
word is
John,
not
John,
used?
On,
that
out,
word's not used in this
John,
world?
John,
racism
John,
doesn't exist?
Time out 1 second. John.
Come on,
listen, John. Andy, John, here's the one thing. Andy doesn't believe that Mason Rudolph uttered that. So you guys, I'm trying to.
Oh, I don't. I'm on the same side because I don't want to be on the same side as John.
No. But John, for you to say that no player would say that. I mean, Riley Cooper uttered those words. What?
I don't believe that. No, Riley Cooper. Come on, who cares about that guy?
No, but he's a person who said it. It happened 7 years ago on camera. He was uttering the N-word at a country music concert in Philly.
Right, come on, what a knucklehead that guy is.
But you just said that. But you just said that this was only 6 or 7 years ago.
Knucklehead 101 with John.
Oh my God!
Like that was an amazing call to me.
And
an unfortunate one.
I know. All right, we have the Fastest Five coming up next. Final segment right here on Mark and Hart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for the Fastest Five. That's right, we'll try to recap today's show in just 5 minutes. It's the Fastest Five with Mark and Hart, right here on WEEI.
The team has gone out there and fought its ass off, right? And looks like they're playing better. Like, no, okay, this is what we got. Let's go. Let's do this.
It's only been 1 week since y'all.
No, I know, but it's right. A week. It could have been a bad week.
They won 8 out of 9.
Could have been a bad week. Yeah. Instead, it was a good week. Superman's back, baby.
Right, yeah.
And local kid.
Right.
White kid. Pat Connaughton, baby. Let's go.
Right. Yeah. 69th All-Star game be held tomorrow night on TNT. I won't be watching. Bruins coming off a win Wednesday night. Hey, Eamon, don't save that for off the air. You could say it on the air if it's that funny, if he's laughing.
Might have been a word I couldn't say.
Oh, I got you.
You went 22 years, and for the bulk of it, you sucked. And Rick Pitino sucked. And everything sucked. And they were going to get rid of Paul Pierce.
Hey, ML
everything Carr. Sucked. Everything fell apart. And then he came here, and you were in the NBA Finals twice, and you added a banner to your rafters.
Stephen Braintree's up next. What's up, Steve?
You know what I came in like, oh. Hey, guys. I'm just calling about the Kevin Garnett number retirement.
Yep.
Kevin Garnett.
Don't listen to your radio, Steve.
Yeah, especially when he's on.
I just shut the radio off.
Okay, thanks, man.
Yep.
Now you can talk.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, somebody texted in, Don Nelson's the winningest coach in NBA history. He is not. That's Lenny Wilkins. Lenny Wilkins is the winningest coach in NBA history by games, and he's also the losingest coach in NBA history. That's a statistic.
Okay, but we didn't. How is that relevant to the conversation?
No, I know.
It isn't.
I know. It has nothing to do with
the water is getting muddier the more people talk.
You know,
Mark just gets upset when texters text in incorrect information.
Right, I really don't. Incorrect.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm with him because if you're texting, you have a phone. If you have a phone, you have the internet. If you have the internet, you can make sure your snarky retort is actually accurate before you're a jackass.
Little thing called basketballreference.com might want to try.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to be a jackass, be right.
Yeah.
Right?
Lenny Wilkins.
In general, it's a good rule. If you're going to be a jackass,
be right.
Be right.
That's fine. Yeah, I always say, better be a smartass than a dumbass, right? No, that's it. Better
I'm
be
smartass,
me than you.
And you're the dumbass.
Yeah, I'd be t-shirts. Too late. I already got
t-shirts.
Too,
waka waka!
Eamon, too late. Already got it.
That's going in the open.
Dude, I already said it before he did.
I said it first. No, it's not fair.
Hart said it last.
I'm hearing an echo.
I say it last, and I say it loudest, baby.
I'm hearing an echo in here, this studio.
He's going to get to the edge of that abyss and then say, I can't jump. You know, chicken soundbite.
Right, it's pretty good.
He's the best in the business right there, Eamon.
Well, let's not. Sometimes
I was just being nice. It's Saturday. I'm trying to prop him up.
Sometimes
he's the best in the business. He wouldn't be working with us.
Who are you, Mark James?
I'm not the best in the business either. There's a reason we're all here on a Saturday morning. If we were the best in the business, we wouldn't be.
Hey. Either that or people don't retire.
Or get pushed out.
Right. Yeah. That's true, too. Touche on that.
Here comes Uncle Jerry. Uncle Jerry's saying, you know, I just don't believe that we can, this guy Dak's going to lead us to Super Bowl, but we bring Brady in, man, a first Super Bowl in 25 years. Here come the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
I want me some glory hole.
Good old Jerry.
I don't really understand how we, like, that's okay. I mean, I know what he means, and but I know what it means.
Right, yeah.
It's like the words we're not allowed to say,
yeah,
and that's okay?
Yeah, Jerry, that's good old Jerry.
And our producer just shrugs. That doesn't make me feel confident.
No,
well, I've heard other people play it, so I figured it's okay.
It's in the system. It's in the system. That's all that matters. NBA All-Star Weekend going on. I read that nobody in Chicago, like the locals, nobody's going to this game. It's all out of market tickets being purchased. Nobody cares about this game because the Bulls are a civic embarrassment.
It's also like 2 degrees or something.
I know.
Come walk around the city, go out to dinner. Don't.
And get hypothermia.
Right.
Yeah. Die. Patience is a virtue. Jay and Salem's up next. What's up, Jay?
This is Jay and Salem. Yeah, thank you. Marco DeC and Mr. Hart.
I just wanted to bust it. Oh, I couldn't wear. Roger Staubach's number. No.
Well, even if it was retired, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
It's all right. The Celtics have retired enough numbers for them and any other team.
That's right.
No one
needs
your snark.
Yes. Yeah, including Kevin Garnett, who certainly doesn't deserve to be retired.
Certainly does. Just because you say it like that, it means true.
All right, Fitzy and Gilroy coming up next. I want to thank Mass Hole Donuts. Check out their site, massholedonuts.com. I'll leave some in here for those guys who are coming up next. It was good stuff, man.
I was. And Eamon, good job. You do a very good job with that every week. I still say the fact that I'm here for 4 hours.
Things that happen the first couple hours, you just get so.
Especially me.
No, but then you're like, oh, yeah, that happened. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened. I forgot about it.
But the way he puts it together, there's an art to it.
Yeah.
It's not a science.
Well,
it's an art.
Let's not overrate him.
Wow, you just hate producers.
No, Eamon does a good job. Let's not overrate the guy. Like, you know.
I'm trying, Eamon.
Mark, I would love for you to come back here. I know.
At least you do a good job, Eamon. You're all right. At least you're, you know what? What was the funny thing you said in Annie's ear?
Oh, we can't say it.
What was
a naughty word.
Oh, okay. I will say this. At least you're not AA awkward Anderson, John Anderson.
Oh.
Or
now we're going to go through and just rip everybody else.
At least you're not that. So, you know.
Who else you hate? Shine, you like him?
They're all fine. They're all fine. Well, except for a couple.
All right.
Wrap it up before you get in trouble.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.